What's going on, everyone? Welcome in to the program. We're doing a another special kind of draft episode here. I think today we're taking a look at the Patriots draft class as a whole, you know, doing some breakdowns on each of the players, taking some statistical looks at some of the players that the Patriots have drafted. We're also taking a look at a couple of undrafted free agents that I believe might have a decent chance to make the Patriots roster. So that's what we're doing today. You know, obviously the previous draft content you can check out, you know, did a first round reaction last Friday, you know, broke down most of the picks earlier this week, but today we're taking a close look at all the draft picks the Patriots made. So we are gonna, you know, briefly take a look at Will Campbell. You know, obviously we spent a lot of time, you know, talking about, you know, his fit and such. But I think that's where we're going to start. We're going to go round by round, and then I'll take a look at a couple of undrafted free agents that I think might have a decent chance to make the roster or stick around, you know, maybe on the practice squad. But I think, you know, breaking down Will Campbell, I think obviously a guy that played at LSU for three seasons, you know, I think that a lot of folks that have, you know, taken a look at these guys in the draft, I think, believe in his ability that, you know, he'll be able to overcome the, you know, short arms and whatever, that, you know, people are confident in his, you know, ability, his strength and mobility and his toughness, that it seems like those are areas that you can, you know, overcome the short arm length. Now, you know, I think that it's definitely fair questions about the arm length and, you know, is he going to be able to stay at left tackle? You know, I think at least that he will start there, I would think. And, you know, I feel like that particular pick was kind of really the only pick they could make. I think it was kind of, you know, a spot on that offensive line that the Patriots have struggled to identify for a few years. So I think getting him in at left tackle made a lot of sense, you know, and I think it's, you're looking at, I think, what is going to be a better offensive line for this Patriots team. And I think it's going to just make everything else so much easier with, you know, pass protection, you know, opening up running lanes. You know, I think that it's just going to make everything else easier. And I kind of think that, you know, Will Campbell's kind of like that, I don't want to say last piece, but I think you think about the other guys they have with Garrett Bradbury at center, who they signed in the offseason, and, you know, Wenu at right guard, Morgan Moses at right tackle, who they signed in free agency, you know, that left side with Campbell at left tackle, you know, left guard, we'll see, you know, Cole Strange might be in play for that, Layden Robinson. I think that you could see a couple of different guys in that spot, but I feel like the addition of Campbell makes this offensive line appear to be a lot more stable than it was last year. So, you know, I think with this pick, I don't want to break it down too much. And obviously there's not really any statistical things that we can look at in terms of, you know, how well he did in college. I think, you know, only allowing a couple of sacks, you know, pretty impressive for playing in the SEC. So I think, you know, looking at the second round pick that the Patriots made, Travion Henderson from Ohio State, obviously played a couple years with the Buckeyes, 5'10", 210, so a little bit, you know, a little bit smaller, but I think does have some really good speed. You know, obviously was at his best this past season with over 1,000 yards at Ohio State, you know, averaging 7.1 yards per carry at 10 touchdowns. Also had 926 yards in 10 games in 2023, and also had 1,200 yards in 13 games in 2021, which was his freshman season. So a guy that's really been incredibly solid and incredibly consistent at Ohio State. And I think is a guy that you could absolutely pencil in to be, number two or number three running back with the Patriots, depending on what happens with, Gibson. I feel like Gibson's a guy the Patriots may keep around. They may not, if they feel that Henderson is a guy that can step in right away. But I really like the pick. I think that it was a position that the Patriots definitely needed some depth at, and I think, it made a lot of sense to bring in, in my opinion, I think it made a lot of sense to bring in one of the running backs from Ohio State, Quinshon Judkins being the other one. I just felt like, and maybe it was because, as somebody that, periodically watches college football, kind of noticed that one of those two guys would be good fits. I think specifically with, coming back into a Josh McDaniels offense that does like to use a lot of running backs. And I think, one of the reasons why I think Stevenson maybe had some ball security issues last year is he was asked to do a lot. And I feel like bringing in another player like Henderson, can kind of lighten the load for Stevenson. So I think that was a really good, solid pick in the second round. And I'm really excited to see what Trevion can do in the NFL, a guy that's got a really great skill set of athleticism. So, third round, Patriots taking Kyle Williams, a wide receiver from Washington State. Really liked what I read about him in terms of his versatility to play in the slot or play on the outside. I think that his size makes him look a little bit more like a slot receiver, but did play a bit on the outside at Washington State and had 1,198 yards in 13 games last season. So, a guy that definitely was a big play guy, 14 touchdowns, 17 yards per catch, had played at UNLV his first 3 seasons and then had transferred to Washington State before 2023. Put up 843 yards in 12 games that season. So I think really put it together for his, fifth year junior season at Washington State. So, wide receiver is going to be interesting to see where he fits in. I think that there are definitely some guys that should be feeling the heat in terms of whether they're going to make the roster next year. Kendrick Bourne, I think for me, is kind of one of those guys. And I feel like, as we kind of mentioned earlier this week, that it seems like the Patriots may want to prioritize trying to get younger at that position, and kind of prioritizing developing some of those guys in terms of, Williams. I think that Polk and Baker probably stick around. Polk, I think, more than Baker, just because he was a high pick last season. Obviously, had a terrible rookie season, and I think, as somebody that needs to come in and, prove that he belongs. So, I think, as much as Kayshon Booty, I think, did have a solid year last year, I kind of wonder about him. I know he was a good target for Drake May, but it's just at the end of the day, you have eight receivers right now. And I don't think that you're carrying six receivers at the most. Maybe you have one or two on the practice squad, but you have to pass those guys through waivers. So it's like you're thinking about six guys on your active roster, and it starts to get a little bit crowded. So I guess I'm curious what happens there, but I think Williams has some good ability. I think could be absolutely a guy that, fits in right away, maybe get some playing time right away, but very curious about that. But, like the player, I think that the Patriots are taking some good swings on some talented, offensive players that, hopefully they can, incorporate. So, next couple of picks, Patriots went defense, getting Craig Woodson from California. He's a safety, 6 feet, 210, played 5 years at Cal. Played in 13 games last season. 70 tackles, 3 tackles for loss, a couple interceptions, 5 career interceptions, playing all seasons for Cal. 2019, 2020, 2022, 23, 24. So I think definitely adding some youth and a little bit of experience to that safety spot. I think with Duggar and Peppers as those two main guys that the Patriots are going to have at safety, I think makes sense to get a little bit younger. I think just with those guys, I don't want to say getting older, but it's like with the way that they play, which is very physical, it makes a lot of sense to have a lot of depth at safety. And they have some other guys as well on the roster, Jalen Hawkins, Del Pettis. And it's like, okay, it makes sense to kind of beef up that spot, because I think Duggar is a guy that I think is known to miss some games during the season. I think just with the way that he plays, has kind of dealt with some nagging injuries in the last couple seasons. So, I think makes a lot of sense to bring in a safety. Woodson seems like a guy that's, fairly experienced based on his 5 years in college. So that kind of seemed to be the theme with a bunch of guys the Patriots brought in that they had played a lot of seasons in college. I think it's kind of, NFL, you're more likely to find guys that play a lot more years in college than, NBA or whatever. But that was kind of something that stood out to me. So the next pick Patriots took Joshua Farmer, who's a defensive lineman. Or no, I'm sorry, I skipped a pick. Jared Wilson, the center from Georgia. Patriots picked at the end of the third round. I think at this spot, again, kind of like safety, important to get some depth there. David Andrews is now gone. Jake Andrews also signed in Houston as a, I think the Patriots had cut him. So it's like there's not a whole lot of guys that they have around that can play center. Cole Strange is obviously on the roster, played a little bit last year at center. Ben Brown played center last year. You have Bradbury, obviously, who you signed, who's likely going to be the starter, and now you have Wilson. So it's like you have some depth there. I think the Patriots are, hoping that Wilson can take over that spot at some point. Bradbury, I think that this is a solid center, is a little bit undersized, and had his issues last year in pass protection. So, I think, again, getting a guy for depth makes a lot of sense at that spot where I feel like there's going to be a decent amount of turnover, in terms of not just David Andrews and his ability, his playing ability, but also, leadership and, how important that relationship is center and quarterback. So, curious to see what's in store for somebody like Wilson if he, sticks around on the roster or not. So now looking at Josh Farmer, the defensive tackle from Florida State, is listed as defensive end and tackle. So, maybe there's some versatility there as he could play both the edge and on the interior. Played 12 games at Florida State last season, 13 in 2022 and 2023. So a guy that was pretty experienced at 8 tackles for loss, 32 tackles last year for the Seminoles. So I think good solid pick to beef up that spot along the defensive line. Obviously it's great news that the Patriots will likely get Christian Barmore back for the offseason workout. So that's obviously great to know, that he will probably be in the mix. Milton Williams too. Kyrius Tonga, who they signed in the offseason, is likely going to be in that mix too. And I think Farmer's a guy that you can be pretty excited about in that interior. Likely to be a guy that gets a lot of looks in the preseason. But I think, playing at Florida State, guy playing against some good competition, will be good to have as depth at that defensive tackle spot. With the Patriots' first fifth round selection, they took Braden Swinson, also from LSU. A pretty talented guy Swinson is, as he originally played at Oregon, transferred to LSU. in 2023, and last season led LSU in sacks and tackles for loss. Also had three passes defensed. So this is the guy I think that I'm most excited about in terms of, a player that maybe not a lot of folks are talking about, that I think the first three picks the Patriots took on offense is gonna they're gonna get the most attention. But I think Swinson legitimately could be the steal of the draft, just how talented he is defensively, and the Patriots continue to build depth at I think a key position. And that's another theme that I kind of noticed with this draft class, that it seems like, yes, they were addressing needs, but they were also, beefing up certain positions that they're trying to, make an effort to improve. And I think, pass rush is one of those things. They go out and sign Harold Landry. They draft somebody like Swinson. They sign Milton Williams. I know he's not really a guy that's going to put up a lot of sack numbers, but it's like you do those things to improve the pass rush. And I think the Patriots are really trying to load up. And so that's why I love this pick. And I really think that Swinson could be a guy that could be a player in the next year or two. I think he could absolutely have a Josh Uche type impact in a couple of years. You think about, Keon White too. I can't believe I forgot him. But it's like he's another guy that's going to make that pass rush really formidable. And I think just adding somebody like Swinson is just an outstanding pick. So I really liked this pick the Patriots made. So a couple more picks I wanted to look at. The Patriots signed, or excuse me, drafted Miami kicker Andres Borregalos with their first pick in the sixth round. Or sorry, their only pick in the sixth round. And I think that there's very good possibility that Borregalos becomes their starting kicker. I think that there was only one kicker that they had, like on the practice squad, but I don't think kicked for the team last year. So I do think that there'll be a competition between Borregalos and John Parker Romo, who I think is the other kicker that the Patriots brought in at some point late in the year on the practice squad, but never kicked for the team. So it seems like Borregalos is going to be that guy that probably has the inside track to be the starting kicker. He made all of his extra points last year at Miami, only missed one field goal, kicks 86% on field goals in his college career, only missed one extra point. So pretty accurate kicker there, was 18 for 19 on field goals this past season, and was 22 for 26 in 2023. So I think, again, very good chance that I think Borregalos makes the roster, and you see him being the starting kicker in the Patriots. They're in the seventh round. The Patriots made a couple of selections. Marcus Bryant, offensive tackle from Missouri. Good to get some depth at that tackle spot. I kind of thought that the Patriots would, double down, so to speak, and take a couple of offensive tackles. So building the depth there with Bryant and Will Campbell. In the seventh round, again, Patriots taking Julian Ashby, long snapper out of Vanderbilt. And then the Patriots, the other day, released Joe Cardona from the roster. So Patriots really seemingly, I think, starting over, as Cardona was the last, piece of those Super Bowl winning teams. So Ashby, obviously, four-year player at Furman, and then played his last year at Vanderbilt. Had 12 career tackles in college. Not a lot of stats to get on a long snapper, but does seem like he has a very good chance to make the roster, as he's the only long snapper the Patriots will have, in the organization at this point. And then the Patriots with their final pick, and actually the final pick of the NFL draft, picking Kobe Minor from Memphis, cornerback. And I think always good to build depth at key positions, as that's kind of been a theme that we've been talking about today. But I think Makes a lot of sense. He's an experienced guy. Played for three different schools, 3 seasons at Texas Tech, and then was at Indiana in 2023, and then Memphis last year. 38 tackles, 7 for a loss, 2 sacks for Memphis this past year, 6 passes defensed. So a pretty solid guy that can do a couple of different things. Also had 2 forced fumbles as well. So I think, not anticipating that Miner's a guy that's maybe going to make the roster right away, but definitely a guy the Patriots could keep around, as someone who's versatile and can do a couple of different things, as evidenced by those statistics. So I think we're going to take a look at 5 guys that I identified from the undrafted free agents that I think would be worth paying attention to. I don't know if they make the roster, but I think that they would be worth, following if, the Patriots have them in a training camp, or I assume that they will. So, taking a look first at Ben Woolridge, who is a quarterback that the Patriots had brought in. Originally played at Fresno State, and then transferred to Louisiana, where he played for 3 seasons, and last season won the Sun Belt Offensive Player of the Year award. 17 touchdowns to 6 interceptions, and a 66% completion percentage. So, why I think this is significant is the Patriots only have 2 quarterbacks on the roster right now, with Drake May and Josh Dobbs. And I think that, I think it makes sense to have a third quarterback. And I don't know if Woolridge makes the roster or if the Patriots keep him on the practice squad, but I think it just makes sense to keep somebody around, in terms of as like a if the if there's risk to injury, because we do know that Drake May has put himself in harm's way, did a couple times last season. So I think it makes sense to have somebody around. Woolridge, I don't know too much about his play style and things like that, but seems to be a guy that is big, 6'4", 218, so good, ideal size for a quarterback. Had 174 rushing yards and 5 touchdowns last season, so can run a little bit. So I'm curious about him, but I think that, there could be a possibility Patriots could also, bring in another vet quarterback at some point. Dobbs, I think, is a good backup, but I think you should definitely have a third quarterback just in case you need to have a backup to the backup. Brock Lampe is the next guy I was looking at from Northern Illinois, who is listed as a fullback, and actually, interestingly enough, played linebacker for Northern Illinois, his freshman season in 2022, and then switched over to linebacker, or sorry, started as a linebacker and then switched over to fullback. I think with the Patriots and their, historically good offenses, they've almost always had a fullback, so I feel like that's why Lampe could be a guy that makes the roster and the Patriots utilize. Statistically, isn't going to do much, I don't think. Only had 2 touchdowns, or only had 3 touchdowns in his college career, so not like he's going to be a guy that's going to get, carries on the goal line exactly. But I think the Patriots, with Josh McDaniels' offenses, they've liked to include a fullback in their offense, and Mike Vrabel, I think, also likes to do that as well. So I think Lampe could be a guy that has an inside track to make the Patriots roster. And I also think just the idea that he switched positions just sounds like a Patriot to me. So I think that would be a cool guy to follow. And then a couple tight ends that I think would be interesting to follow: CJ Dupree from Alabama. He had transferred from Maryland, played his first 2 seasons at Maryland, and then his last 2 at Alabama, at 256 yards, on 21 catches in his final year at Alabama. Had 300 yards and 3 touchdowns receiving in his second year at Maryland in 2022.
St. John's just
And I
landed Florence
think.
native and another massive portal addition for Rick Pitino. Our New York Post Sports St. John's insider, Zach Braziller,
Don't
is
know how to get
along
rid
with
of
this.
this. There you go. So I think tight end is interesting to me because, Hunter Henry, Austin Hooper, obviously on the roster. Patriots also have Jaheim Bell from last year's draft. And so I think, with Henry and Hooper kind of on the older side, makes sense to maybe get some depth at the tight end spot. Now, I don't know, again, with these undrafted free agents, if there's going to be like multiple guys that make the roster, but I think bringing in a couple of these guys makes sense. So Dupree, the first one, and then G. Scott Jr., the other one from Ohio State, was a guy that lined up at wide receiver as well at times for Ohio State last season. Had 27 catches for 253 yards and 2 touchdowns. So most statistics he's recorded at Ohio State. So I think that made sense as well to take a look at somebody that's had a decent year at Ohio State. Obviously teammates with Travion Henderson, so maybe there's a connection there. We also know that Mike Vrabel has that connection to Ohio State as well. So kind of made sense that they would bring in another guy from Ohio State. So the last guy that I was going to talk about as Lan Larison, running back that the Patriots signed from UC Davis FCS school. Looking at some of his highlights yesterday, reminded me a lot of Danny Woodhead. You may remember him as a Patriots running back that the Patriots utilized quite a bit when Josh McDaniels was the offensive coordinator, I think, in maybe the mid-teens, 2010, 2011, whatever years. And they were able to utilize a Danny Woodhead type, also utilizing Shane Vereen in a similar way. So I feel like that's what the Patriots could be using with Larison. Obviously, he's an undrafted free agent, so no guarantees that he makes the roster. But I did think he seemed like an interesting player, and somebody that could line up in a bunch of different spots to be kind of a versatile player. So it was funny, I was reading about him in his, NFL comparison, and there's a comparison to Taysom Hill, the Saints, quarterback, tight end, running back. They use him at so many different spots. So it made me think, okay, maybe the Patriots can, fool around with him on some gadget plays on offense, if he makes the roster. So, definitely another guy to keep your eye out for. But I think just to kind of wrap up here, as I've kind of talked about before, earlier this week, that I think this is a really solid draft class, that I think the Patriots not only addressed a lot of needs, but they also kind of bulked up at a couple of really key positions too, which I like. I think it makes a lot of sense to have more options at, defensive tackle, safety, cornerback, wide receiver, running back, edge as well. And I think it just makes a lot of sense that the Patriots kind of reinforced some of those positions after free agency, adding to them or whatnot. So I think you should feel good about this draft class. Some undrafted free agents might be interesting to pay attention to. I do think that there is one undrafted free agent that will make the roster. So really a fan, and I think that we'll keep you updated as off-season workouts begin soon. But I think largely very pleased with the off-season at this point for the Patriots and the draft. So I think that's going to do it. Do it for me this week. Do it for me today. We'll be back with you folks with a new episode next week. As always, you can listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. You can give us a rating or comment or whatever you do on those sites or on those apps. And you can also Follow along on Twitter and Facebook for the latest updates. You can leave, comments or whatever. I really appreciate feedback on this program. So we will be back with you folks next week.